Hi, everybody. This is our Monday Creation Lightship Healing Show. This is the Healing Highway. And let's clear the day for everybody. It's the 21st of May. Here we go, 2018. Clearing that. One, two, three. Excuse me. Hang on. Boy, I think it's that rough of a day. Okay, clearing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Yeah, something's happening. Oh, it's the 21st. No wonder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3. There, that feels better. Yeah, the 20th and 21st are normally those special days for the darkness. So let's energize your light beam on your monitor screen or screens. So I'll count to 10 to do that. Bring in peace energy your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you have a situation going on, happening, and you're a little disturbed by it, think of it right now. One situation, and I'll clear the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll put Elizabeth on. Are you ready to go, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, good evening, everybody. I'm ready to go. Grateful to be here for another wonderful Creation Lightship Healing Highway show. And as always, we'll be welcoming your questions, comments, or testimonials at clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And we have a lot of questions from over the weekend. There was a lot of healing going on. And if you are having trouble with the day today, Ron just put up the light beam, and that'll be energized with peace energy for the next hour, and he cleared the date. So thanks, Ron, for doing that. I also wasn't really thinking about that number, and then it seems like it is one of those sort of popular numbers that the aliens like, so really appreciate that, and I guess we'll just get started with questions. So somebody had a question regarding purchasing the Merkaba image, and it isn't on the Divinely Activated Pictures section of creationlightship.com, so they were wondering how they would go about getting that. Would they have to contact you directly?
To send me an email, and it's $20, and send me the receipt and your name and address, and a good time for me to contact you, or to, I can do it by email also, but basically to contact you if you're in the States, we'll say, and I can energize it that way. I'm normally up till midnight, so I normally work in the hours near the end of the day.
The wee hours.
The wee hours, yeah. So basically probably 9 to midnight is when I'd be available at Pacific time. So
okay.
I guess that's how you do that. Very simple. And then we'll mail it out to you. And then when you get it, give me an email, and I will set up a time that's convenient for both of us to do that. So back to you.
Okay, that's great. Yes, and I often see that at the expos, and it is a really wonderful image. So, again, that's $20, and anyone who is also listening who may be interested in that, it's something you would have to contact Ron directly about. So the next question is, you mentioned an orb clearing given until May 24th, and this listener is wondering if they could have it because they see blue orbs all the time.
I don't know if we're giving out the orb clearing or not. I know it's on one of the bundle clearings.
Is it possible this was maybe on an archive? I'm not.
Yeah. If it was on an archive, yeah, that's no longer available.
Okay.
It was only for that one particular archive show that we had.
Okay. So yes, I'm not sure what orb clearing might need a little bit of clarification on that. If somebody could hit us up on email or let us know via the chat, there's also a chat link if you'd like to send questions that way. Once again, the email is cls questions at bbsradio.com, and our chat links are always on our BBS Radio homepage as well as on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, always accessible at the top of the page while the shows are playing live, if you'd prefer to send questions in that way. Okay, so there's a part two of this question, and someone is asking, if they grab us sideways when we pass on, what is the way to correctly exit the body?
There's no correct way to exit your body. You know, if you're worried about not coming back here, or if you're worried about coming back here, then you need to do the spirit barcode, and that will guarantee that you will not have any more experiences with the darkness and duality.
Yeah, okay. Again, I guess I don't know if they're referring to the orbs there. I'm not sure what would be grabbing the person. And then they went on to write, I've enlisted with the Vikings. Hopefully I'm doing some damage. LOL, I have really weird visions every now and then. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, and someone else felt a great deal of pain release, and I'm guessing they were on the special bone marrow call that you did on Saturday, Ron. That was a special event that Ron did, the bone and bone marrow healing session. And this listener said, I have severe arthritis, scoliosis, and joint degeneration. Felt so much relief today. Thank you, Ron.
Great. Wonderful.
Okay. Yeah, that's really great. I'm glad you were able to feel that. And so the next question is asking, is there a way to simply neutralize an object instead of activating it so we don't have to constantly reactivate it?
Well, when you do a clearing on the website, it's actually putting in the energy into peace for you. So whatever it is, it becomes peaceful.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that would be neutralized.
Yeah, neutralized, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Somebody else has another... Oh, wow, this is another testimonial from the bone marrow call from Saturday. And this person wrote, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Ron. Arthritis and scoliosis, just what my body was crying out to have released in so much pain. My body contorted and twisted as many blockages were released from my spine. My fingers feel much more flowing and free. Many thanks. Interestingly, I noticed a little pain creeping back in my lumbar area. I quickly went into my heart, out of mind energy, and the pain went away.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, when you're in the present moment, then you're real. And you're not dealing with the law of cause and effect on the phone replica of you. So, yeah, that's why you do the mind-to-heart drop to keep yourself in the present moment and to become real. So back to you.
Great. Yeah, that's wonderful. So the next person has a question and they need advice. And they're wondering, are there any clearings that can discourage, prevent, or kill bed bugs?
I don't know. Maybe some listeners could let us know on that. So back to you.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. Gosh. Okay. So we'll wait to hear if anybody has any suggestions about that. And the next question is, hi, Ron. When doing the mind of the body death barcode removal, do I have to go through all six options, or can I go and skip all of them and go straight to the mind of the body related death-related barcode? I have 74 mind of the body death barcodes.
Well, you go to the unlimited page. So you need to purchase that one, because the standard one, which is the death barcode for your body, does not have the information on it to clear the mind of the body. So you purchase that one first, and you may have hypothetically between probably maybe 4 to 20 death barcodes on your physical body. You clear those first, and then you get the unlimited version for $50 more, and on that page is your mind of the body. And the mind of the body could go up to 500 or more, depending on your situations that you've had. So what you do then is you go in and you only clear the first step. And I believe that's all that's there on that page is one step on the unlimited version. You don't need to do the other steps involved on it. Just do the one. So you'd be doing 74 hours of clearing for 74 barcodes that's on the mind of the body. So back to you.
Okay, great. So that hopefully clears that up. It sounds like there's a lot to do there. So hopefully that person can get started on it. And the next question is regarding testimonial. And this person wrote in, thanks, Ron, for the great brain partition call. I can think through things that I was unable to do before the call. I am able to easily solve computer issues and understand insurance forms. I'm really looking forward to another brain partition call. Please and thank you for all you do.
Great. Wonderful.
Okay. And the next question says, I am living in peace, believing that the aliens are gone. Is this still true?
As much as I can be, yes.
Okay, and second part is, I assume there are no new timelines being made by the aliens and that we just need to get rid of the old ones, question?
I would say that's pretty much correct, yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so the next question is, I have assumed that our post-March 5th, 2018, end of the alien war is a whole new game since the aliens are gone. It seems that we should see peace break out around some of the more violent parts of the world. Is this true? And will those of us that can stay in peace live on the new earth indefinitely? And what will other people that live a life of will other people that live a life of peace join us on the new earth?
I'd say it's pretty much true. But being in peace, remember, you got to clean your body out. So living in peace, remember, your body won't be able to go there if it's not cleaned out. So somebody who looks like they're peaceful, they haven't done any whole lifetime clearings, no, they would not be on the new earth. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Ron. It's just not a question of looking peaceful. It's actually having done the work to get yourself ready for the ascension. Okay, so the next person said, the bone marrow call was just fabulous. I feel stronger and larger.
That's good.
Okay, and the next question, as we do more and more timeline crashing, will we become more cognizant of parts that return? Will we become more and more cognizant of parts that return will increase our talents and skills?
To that I can't answer. I don't know.
Okay, and the next question is, were children born after March 5th, 2018 still use the alien DNA?
That one I can't answer either.
Okay.
Don't know.
Since you took away the alien death wish, I have great hope for a much longer life. Is this possible?
Yeah, I'd say that is correct, yes.
Okay, great. And someone else is asking for another brain partition call, if possible. Since the end of the Alien War, March 5th, 2018, will people in general be able to choose not to come back?
It's the way I understand the question is when you're in light, you have no memory of where you were before. So choosing to come back would not be in your reality of consciousness because you're in the moment. And being in the moment means that you don't know what happened 5 seconds ago, okay, because you're always in the moment. So choosing to come back doesn't mean anything. Down here, it would mean something to you. But when you're in the light, that would not be, you even know about that, even thinking about that. So remember, you don't have a reference to anything when you're in the present moment.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think that's one of the greatest things about being in the light, and it's kind of tough for people down here to comprehend, but it's myself included, because we're all on timelines here, but it is a very powerful idea, so very cool. Somebody else, looking forward to the spirit in the box call. It was surprisingly powerful last time. Thanks, Ron.
Yep, it's a very interesting call.
Yeah, I love that one. Somebody else said, I go to an exercise class. I've had several people come up to me and say how much I've improved over the last year and how much younger I look. Thanks, Ron. P.S. I know it's the jumping jacks. LOL.
Yeah, right. That's great.
Okay, so the next question is, someone's asking, are walk-ins real? How do we know if we are a walk-in? I like my spirit, and I don't want it to leave.
That one I can't answer either. I don't have an answer for that.
I'm not sure about that.
Yep.
Okay. Someone else is asking if the bone marrow healing worked if they were as an absentee.
No, that should be a given. Of course it works, yes.
Okay.
Remember, when you sign up for a call, you're automatically on absentee. So it will work. It's your choice then if you wish to call in and be on the call, you know, listening to the call. So that's the second option. So you first put on absentee, and if you wish to join in, you know, half an hour or whatever it is, a few hours or for the whole call, that's your choice to be live on the call. But the first thing is that you are absentee on the call, yes.
Okay, great. And I know there are some calls sometimes, Ron, where it's preferred or even requirement to be on the call live. So maybe that's what they were referring to. But yes, if you sign up for the calls, usually you sign up and will be getting the healings regardless if you're absentee or actually physically listening. Okay, so the next question says, Dear Ron, 3.5 years ago, I did the emotional whole life clearing for my dear long-distance friend with her consent. However, she didn't continue to do clearings on her own. She is now planning to divorce her husband for many years of infidelity and lying. Would doing the unlimited emotional clearing be a benefit without her knowledge during this painful phase of her life?
Well, yeah, I'd say that would probably be correct. Anything that's emotional, it's good to have the emotional unlimited clearing that you're using as far as the infidelity or whatever else you're going through. Remember, everybody has stuff, and the stuff that you have, if it comes up, you want to clear it. So, yeah. Everybody has different trigger points to them. So, and you can't clear anybody anytime, whether they know it or not. And that would benefit them. It'll just maybe take a few days to, you know, energize, you know, come back into the body here with the energy. So back to you. But you may want to do another clearing. You know, you may want to do, you know, there's going through a divorce. You know, you may have abandonment, may have
betrayal.
A lot of anger, betrayal, may have fear. So the emotion one would help. But maybe there's much, maybe you have to do about four of the clearings of this person. And so, you know, it's up to them or you, you know, if you want to help them. So half an hour of clearing and you may feel great. So back to you.
Yeah, it's always good to do something. So even if you can't do betrayal or abandonment, both of which I think would be ideal given the situation. Yeah, I guess even just running the emotional might be a good bet. Okay, so moving on, this person wrote in and said, "Hello, my grandfather passed away recently. I did his spirit barcode clearing while he was still alive. Is the deceased loved one's spirit clearing still necessary to do for him?"
For the spirit, no. Since you did the other one, that would be fine. You may want to release the emotional body. So the spirit barcode would take care of that. And a lot of people have done the spirit barcode because, you know, if you're listening, you don't know if anybody or any of your friends are going to do it for you, you know, if you kick the bucket tomorrow, we'll say. And so, you know, you do it on yourself. That way you're good to go. You don't have to worry about it. So I guess back to you, but the emotional body might be a good thing to release. And that's under the deceased loved one's emotional body. So back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And this next email is a little bit longer, so I'll just go ahead and read it. And it's kind of interesting. So this person wrote in and said, "I have not always understood the various terms that Ron uses, but with different experiences, I'm learning. During one of Ron's conference calls, I saw a long vertical object in my heart, a dagger. Realized that when I was a toddler, I was stabbed. I felt the shock and trauma, the quivering seemed endless, and I wondered if that sense of time stopping was part of the attack and deliberate on the part of the aliens. I heard quite distinctly, set up for trauma-based reality. I am 66 years old now, and as I look back, I can see that my reality and decision-making process was affected by a deep sense of trauma that I could never really understand. Also, it probably made me a good candidate for abduction, as being in a state of trauma is not an empowering position. I would encourage parents to do as many clearings and healings for their children as possible. We go through life being affected by the many influences that we normally will never see or understand. Thanks, Ron."
Great.
They went on to say, "My father was a test pilot in the military, and I'm not sure if we lived on base. I was very young, and my parents are gone now." Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't have any. I don't have any clearings for people in the military. That would be specific to what happens to you when you're there. So, you know, all I have is the regular clearings. Like I mentioned before, you know, at least half the people, if not maybe 70% of the people that you know would see me initially when I started doing the work. And they had experiences, I'll just use that term, that were kind of unusual. You know, their parents or themselves were in the military. So that sort of is a way to get tagged for these special events that you have throughout your life. And typically, if you're abducted, you've been abducted before, and so was your parents and grandparents. So, that goes on with your history. So if you have any children and you've been abducted, then, naturally they are going to probably be abducted also. So back to you.
Yeah, it's just kind of this cycle there that happens. So that was a great email. So I'm glad that you were able to distinguish between the trauma-based reality versus your actual reality and get some relief from that. So someone's asking if you could please comment on the differences between these clearings, the fetus and birth trauma clearing versus the spirit fetus infusion.
Well, the one's for birth trauma, and the infusion one that deals with bringing you in more of your energy from your DNA that your spirit didn't connect with. So they're two different clearings. If you want to get a little more cutting edge on maybe in your job performance or something, then you want to do the spirit infusion. And you may be able to pull in more energy to help you. So back to you.
Okay, and then this person's also asking if you could please comment on the set sequence timing body.
That realigns your spirit going into your past to realign your spirit and your body throughout your lifetime.
Okay, cool. Next question is, it's actually a testimonial, and this person is commenting that the bone marrow call was noticeably more potent than the first one, at least for myself. Thanks.
That's right. It's like an onion peel, you don't know what to expect, only because, the call is there and you start getting things released from you. And everybody has, a different load that they're dealing with, we'll say, in this lifetime. And, I would say that every call that I have done, even if I have duplicated a call, you will get benefit on it. So even if you've been on, maybe three or four calls of the same type of call, you may have, more energy coming to you because there's more blockages being released. And it kind of depends how these energies also filter into the other energetic bodies and things. So, it's just getting yourself more and more cleaned out. So back to you.
Wow, that sounds like a really cool clearing. The next question is asking about pets, and this listener is wondering if they can use the whole lifetime clearings they've ordered for their two dogs.
Yeah, they can, yes. So if you order a clearing, then, whatever that clearing is, you can use it on your pets and animals. So, yes, there's no charge for that. And
okay,
then also,
cool.
Most pets and animals are pretty young anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what the lifespan would be, but I would say 15 would be pretty high, for most dogs and cats. So if you have, if your dog has trauma and it's two, three years of age, and, by all means, do a clearing for it. Go in and pay for it if you haven't done the clearing yourself. Maybe your dog is going through trauma. Well, he's 3 years old, then pay the $15 and clear your dog out. So, back to you.
Yeah, especially if you, animals do have the potential to absorb a lot of our issues, so it's nice to give them a clearing every now and then. Ron, do you feel like doing a sample clearing for people's pets for trauma? Maybe just from today?
Yeah, so if you had trauma, if your pet had trauma today, I'll clear that. So here we go. And you might be able to watch them if they're close by. Or just see how they are tomorrow, releasing the energy from trauma. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. And, okay, so the next question has to do with looking outside of oneself. And this person's asking, since we have very little of our spirit in us to go within and get results, it seems that asking Creation Lightship for assistance is still going outside of oneself, but necessary as we lack the power to go within and get results.
Now, that's not a correct statement at all. It doesn't matter how much spirit you don't have. You know, what you have is what you have, and what you have is all that you can draw upon to help you. So when I do conference calls, healing calls, etc., the energy is coming into you to, like, give your spirit a booster shot, we'll say, extra energy to help heal you. And then the energies leave. So that's valid if you only have a 0.5% of spirit, or if you had, 30%. It's still the same thing. And so don't look at yourself as being, weak, for not being able to heal yourself. You just need to know that what you have is what you have. And, you can't go back to the time that you first came here where you had everything. So, everything with you, your spirit, all the energy. And if you had all the energy, then, yes, you could have instant healings continuously, and you'd probably be in the present moment not needing any healings because you wouldn't know about duality. But, what you have is what you have, and, I wouldn't look any further for problems or situations, or if I only had more, that's meaningless. That's the mind energy trying to sabotage you, thinking you can't do something. Back to you.
Yeah, that's certainly what it sounds like. Somebody else wrote in and said that for bed bugs, there's a product called Nature's Wisdom, and it's called Diatomaceous Earth, and it works great. Yes, I have heard of that. And also, somebody else recommended try the Alien Parasitic Life Forms Removal on the Mind Matrix Bundle. Click Other and enter Parasitic Life Form.
Great.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, thanks. And someone else said regarding the Saturday and Sunday evening, I think they were talking about the broadcasts. Although both were replays or archives, they were both very potent. Thank you.
Yep, very good.
Yeah, sometimes those archives really hit you in a different way, and you're able to really get a lot out of them that perhaps you weren't during the first time you heard them. All right, so someone else said they just sold an acre of their land. Lots of trees coming down to build a house. How do I work with the spirits of the trees?
Well, you need to call all the spirits to you. And then from there, maybe put up one of the clearings with the light being up to, I think I'd probably do a, maybe a, boy, probably a whole lifetime trauma clearing for the trees, something like that. If somebody else has an idea, maybe let us know, but you're dealing with tree trauma. And that's not good. Plus yourself seeing the trees going down. That's really a rough one because, not being in judgment, but, is the suffering of the trees worth the money that you got, you know, for selling an acre of land, you know? And how's that going to impact you through the rest of your life? So you need to do some clearing on that also. So you don't think about the trees dying and you're responsible for that. You know, it's an interesting way to look at it. I'm glad you brought up this, you know, the question here, because, you probably want to do a trauma clearing for yourself.
Yeah, maybe even a guilt clearing.
Yeah, trauma and guilt, and we'll see what some other people say about this, because this is something that's not uncommon. Anyway, I guess we'll see what happens here. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, and just to add a little side question to that, what if a tree is, say, struck by lightning or falls down due to old age or disease? Is that still necessary to clear? Maybe not for the same reasons, but what would your advice be on something like that? Do we still have Ron with us?
Oh, boy, yeah. Yeah, I think that might be a good idea. You know,
okay.
To, you know, a tree hit with lightning or something, the spirit's probably traumatized, and you want to do a clearing on the spirit also. We'll just see what other people say about what they have done maybe in the past where they felt some relief, you know, from the tree spirits. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Ron. And someone else is thanking you so much for the bone marrow clearing. My knees no longer buckle, and overall my body is so much stronger. It seems like a lot of people have been reporting renewed strength after that call, Ron, so that's great.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Okay. So someone has a question about the Conscious Life Expo. And they're wondering, in the video, there was a part where Ron enlisted people. Does it work from watching at home to be enlisted?
No, it would not.
Okay. And the next question is, how do you protect newborn babies from the aliens? And what would you recommend to do for babies born within the last month?
Boy. You definitely want to get the barcode off the body. So that'd be the natal clearing, natal barcode. You probably want to do the one for the spirit. I would say those two for sure. I don't know what else to say on that one. Maybe somebody else might know.
Fetus. Spirit fetus infusion, which I guess that would be too late since it's no longer a fetus.
Yeah.
But there is also the the birth trauma clearing. That one was mentioned earlier, and I was thinking that might be a good one too to do.
Yeah, and there may be something from the parents to the baby where they're corded, and the cording could bring an abduction process to the parents have been abducted. I never really have looked at it that closely, but, you know, I don't know what else to add or say on that.
Gosh, yeah.
I think once you realize from yourself that, you know, you've been abducted and you have all these problems in this lifetime, you know, there's really no way that you would really want to bring someone into the world here, you know, for the same experience that you went through. But that's still your choice, yeah, you know?
Myself you know?
Included. You know, I guess, you know, it's like, you know, anyway.
Well, and I think the reality of that too, Ron, is that none of us really asked to be here, so.
Yeah, that's correct.
I mean, what are your parents going to tell you? Oh, honey, we wanted you, but, you know, you were all just drunken accidents, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's see. Moving on, the next is a testimonial again for the bone marrow call, and this listener wrote in, bone call success. My dog greatly benefited from the bone marrow call. She seems to have arthritis and has great difficulty walking. After the bone call, she could walk much faster and ran down to the lake to soak in the water for an entire 30 minutes. Thank you so very much for these life-saving clearings.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and the next question is about the alien parallel lifetime removal. Hold on one second. Sorry, had to had a little allergy attack there. Someone's asking, hi, Ron, I'm doing the alien parallel lifetime removal clearing. As I step through lifetimes 1 through 10 per century, I do step 6 of the lifetime clearing, spirit integration. Only after clearing 3 or 4 lifetimes, is that okay?
Yes, that is okay, yes.
Okay, great. And the default setting is 15 minutes per lifetime clearing. I do this with step 1 through 5 all checked. Is this a good amount of time?
Yeah, that sounds fine, yes.
Okay. And I also started having one tab open, maintaining the spirit integration step while simultaneously stepping through the lifetime clearing.
Yeah, that's good. It's always good to have the spirit energy up for whatever it is, spirit infusion or spirit integration throughout everything. So if you do have an extra tab up, that'd be great to run that through every step that you're doing.
Okay, fabulous. That's wonderful. Great. And it sounds like this person is being really thorough, so that's great to know. And thanks for writing in. The next person said for newborn babies, they said, hi, Ron, you said the death barcode is put on us at birth. So they're recommending that the listener who wrote in about the newborn question do the death barcode removal.
Oh, that's very obvious. Yes, I didn't pick up on that. Yeah, definitely do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad. You get born and you get a death barcode put on you. Lovely.
And then you may, yeah, then you may even want to do the mind loop 2 clearing. Because that's fresh as you're coming out, you know? So do that clearing to maybe take away, you know, a lifelong, you know, under the water type, you know, undercover clearings, you know, or stuff that's happening to you because you knew about it. And, you know, you don't want to, you know, sort of see what's going to happen to you in the future. So if you do that, very possibly you could kind of nip a lot of that stuff in the bud too, because you will know a lot of situations that could be happening to you with the mind loop too, especially being so young, knowing what could be in front of you as you're reading your natal barcode of all of your troubles and problems that you're going to be dealing with. So back to you.
Yeah, yeah. Good point, Ron. All right, and the next question is asking, what would be the best way to know how much of our spirit has been restored to us?
There's really no way of knowing.
There really isn't. And the next part of that question is, will healings and clearings hold longer when a higher percentage of our spirit is with us?
I would say no.
Okay. All right. And the next question is regarding surgical incisions, tattoos, and piercings. And this person's asking, are these procedures traumatic to the aura and body? Are people corded to the tattoo artist? Is it considered a bloodletting ritual?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, your auric field is what your body, you know, radiates around it from your traumas and your stuff. So, yeah, you know, if you're in pain with whatever you're doing, the pain is radiated in your auric field. So it doesn't necessarily only relate to having tattoos or whatever, you know. So, you know, it's going to be there, whatever you're going through in your life. So, like, your auric field is, we'll just say, mainly attached to your emotions and your pain. And whatever you're, you know, experiencing, it, that's being shown to other people around you, even if you're, you know, really able to cover things up, it's still going to be there. Back to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Probably. I mean, my guess is probably yes. So it's kind of like keeping a permanent record of the trauma that you put your own body through. And whatever happens to the body generally tends to happen to the energy, I guess, right? So that would probably make sense that it does affect both.
Yes.
And I just wanted to mention, I know we're kind of coming to the end of the show here, but there is going to be a special call on June 15th, the organ restoration call. And it looks like on June 30th, 2018, Ron will be doing the Spirit in the Box clearing, and both of those are going to be at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So June 15th, 1-5, organ restoration, and June 30th, 2018, Spirit in the Box clearing. That is fabulous. I'm so glad to hear that. So everybody who is asking about those, please make a note of it, and we'll have more details to come. All right, and I have another testimonial here. Somebody said, Sunday's healing call was very powerful for me. Ron cleared particles and cloned skin from us and spent a long time with our internal organs. I was tired last night and took Ron's suggestion of another shower. I'm feeling lighter and healthier today. Yeah, that's really wonderful. Glad that I'm feeling some relief. Okay, somebody else is asking regarding the light infusion healing chamber, which I believe is an option to have purchased on the website. The light infusion. They're wondering, is the light infusion healing chamber the same thing as going to the light ship?
Well, they're both different, but you do have similar results on it, so I can't say they're the same, because one you have a physical experience, the other one you're on the computer. So from that, they're completely different, but the energy will be very, very similar. And that's why it's on the website. So if you can't come to an expo, then you're able to experience it online. So back to you.
Yeah, it's just another option that Ron offers. So it would probably be a little different. And the experience would probably be a little bit different as if you were doing it in person. Okay, so the next question is, listeners wondering why do clearings have different times to run? Some are 5 minutes and some are 600 minutes. Thanks for your amazing assistance.
It just depends how much energy is needed to facilitate the clearing. So back to you.
Okay. I guess some are a little bit heavier or denser than others. So someone else is asking, can people who have both paid for the same clearing put both of their names into the box and put their pictures in front of the same light being image at the same time, or do they need to have separate boxes and images on the screens? This person says, I'm using multiple computers and monitors, but lacking much additional space for more big monitors.
Well, it's probably best to only have one person per monitor on your screen, number one. And remember, you don't want to do too many clearings at once because your body may get very tired as your body needs to catch up to the clearing. So it just depends, you know, what clearings you're doing. You know, I would not, like I normally tell people, only do three particular clearings for one clearing, you know, that you're doing. Like if you wanted to do three barcodes and you could probably do three, you might be able to do more than that, but you got to be careful what you're doing. So remember, your body is the governor on what's happening, not your mind. So back to you.
Ron, I'm afraid you were maybe breaking up a little bit there. I don't know if that was just on my end, but I did not hear that last part of what you said. So I'm just wondering if everybody else did or if they didn't.
Yeah, it just depends on your body then, just to talk about it, how, you know, the clearing is going to be integrated with you. The clearing's done once the clearing, you know, says it's completed. But what does your body have to do to restore its energetic system and to release the densities? Remember, once the densities are gone, it's gone. But then your body now is going to put more spirit energy into it, and maybe even more of the spirit energy of your body into that location, you know, wherever these locations are that held density. So there's a lot going on. Mentally, you can think of it how it's working one way, but, you know, your body is going to be the one that will be doing the clearing or bringing in energy that it never had before. And so your body is the one that you need to contact, whether you want to do a little bit or a lot. Your mind will probably want you to do as much as possible, because you want to go out that evening or something, you know. But regardless, it's, you know, your body is the bottom line there. So I guess it's time to do the mind to heart drop. So here we go, everybody. So you want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and counting from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, blessings, everybody. See you later. Good evening.